setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do in and through your work, where you want to do that work, think dream job, and then how do you get there, the path. That's what this show is about. It is about you and your purpose is to contribute to make the world a better place. So finding your sweet spot and working in it is not about you and your success. It is about your significance because you are making the world a better place. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. That's why we do this show. That's what we talk about. And it is really important because you are important. So welcome to a different kind of talk radio. I think it's time. So spread the word. I'm not against the political talk shows, Joe. Joe's looking at me over his glasses. That's that Uncle Joe look. Joe, the producer.
He's moving kind of slow.
You like the old political talk, and I get it. I enjoyed it. I'm a child of the Rush Limbaugh era. We don't need another one of those. We need to be talking about what we're talking about. So welcome aboard. Spread the word. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Columbia, Missouri, where Christy joins us. Christy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet, Christy. How can I help?
Well, I am staring my dream job in the face.
Yeah.
And I have two questions.
All right.
One, is it too bold to tell them that this is my dream job and that I was made for it?
No.
Okay.
Why do you think it's too bold to do that?
I've never done that before, and I've also never had an opportunity like this before.
Right. But don't you want to take a shot at it? Don't you want to give it everything you got?
Everything.
Yeah. You a mom?
Everything.
Are you a mom?
Yeah.
What would you tell your kids if they called you and said, Mom, I'm staring my dream job in the face. Should I tell them that I want it? Should I tell them that it's my dream? That's why I want it. What would you say to them?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. That was easy. Next question.
Okay. So the next question is, they're asking what my salary requirements are. I dodged it the first time, but I'm not sure how long I can dodge it.
Well, you can't dodge it.
Well, yeah, I've done freelance, and so I'm not sure how to answer salary questions at this point.
Okay, so is this for the job that's the dream?
Yes.
Okay, how are they asking you what your salary requirements are if you haven't told them you want it?
Well, I applied online and I got a contact to submit more information.
Ah, all right. So yes. So okay, so you need to be really bold and tell them it's your dream, but I want you to tell them why it's your dream.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Like, yeah.
Tell them the why. Let them hear the enthusiasm, the emotion for the work itself and the result of the work. See, nobody talks that way. Okay. We talk that way on the Ken Coleman Show, don't we?
Yeah.
Nobody else really goes in and goes, I love this work, and I love the results of this work, and it makes my heart sing. So do that, all right? Now, back to the second question. Because you've been a freelancer, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to play with the numbers to where you go, okay, this is what I've been doing. This is how I've been paid from a freelance, and you got to come up with a rate. And then you're going to have to back into this thing. Because if it's a salaried position, have you been paid hourly?
Yes.
All right. So that's pretty simple. It's not hard math. Am I right?
Well, my freelance rate sounds really high for a regular job.
Why?
It just sounds really high.
To you? Or to anybody else?
To me.
Okay, what's your hourly rate?
$40 an hour.
Okay, what kind of work do you do?
Graphic design.
Graphic design. Okay, is that on par with other graphic designers that are as experienced as you and as good as you?
I don't know. I've just been doing my own thing in my own world, and I really don't know.
So you need to go find out quickly.
Okay.
Go do some online research. It's not hard.
Okay.
Do you know any other graphic designers, any other independent graphic designers at all?
Not that I can think of. You know
anybody? But I'd find out if you know anybody that knows anybody. You got to find out. Because here's where all this comes together. When they ask for a salary, okay, you want to give them something that ideally is within the market range. If you go above the market, then you got to make your case for that, right? Mm-hmm. So what does the market say for somebody of your experience? So how many years? I don't know. I don't know if that exists out there, but you got to find it if it does. And you can. It's not going to be difficult to find if it exists. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think from what I've seen from searching for jobs is that when you're on staff, you usually are in the $20 bracket.
Okay, but they're also giving you benefits, right?
That's to be found out. I've got to find out.
Yeah, but it's a salaried position for a healthy company.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to have benefits.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So it's your dream job. Let's remind you of that.
Right.
Why is it your dream job?
Because it combines my passion for sewing. I have an art education degree, and I have experience and passion in graphic design, and it combines all those things.
Which right now, on your own, you're not able to do that.
No, just the graphic design.
Right. So what's bigger? Is it the hourly rate or the dream?
That's what I've got to find out. I think
no.
It's the dream.
No, I'm asking you. Not what they say. What matters more to you? Your hourly rate or doing something you've dreamed of doing?
The dream.
Of course it does. So what you got to do is look at your budget too and go, if it is 20 an hour, how will that affect our lifestyle?
Right.
And so is there another way to the dream? Is it the dream only in 3/4 of the deal? And maybe it's not the dream. Meaning if the money is detrimental to your lifestyle, maybe that's not the dream. We got to revisit and go, what would make it the dream? Oh, the money's got to be there too. So I'm going to wait a little longer. So I just think that's the process. But I would also tell you that I think you're dealing in theory, and I'm on your side, Christy, but I think you're dealing in theory. You don't have facts yet. I need some facts. I need some evidence that it's 20 bucks an hour. I need some evidence that $40 an hour is really high. I don't know that. They're going to look at your portfolio, aren't they?
Yes.
You better believe it. Does your portfolio back you up as a $40 an hour designer? Yes, it does. Guess why I know that? Because people have been paying you $40 an hour. Yes?
Right. Yes, they have been. Yeah.
So tell them that. Hey, I've been freelancing. They know that. I make 40 bucks an hour. That's what I've been paid. So I need to be near that range. And if they go, whoa, then you have the opportunity to respond. But you don't need to apologize for what you've already made. You're so sweet, Christy. I'm trying to toughen you up towards them a little bit. You have a body of work. You have a tax stub. You have tax stubs that show you made that, correct?
Yeah.
Offer them the tax stubs. They want you bad enough. They're gonna pony up. If they don't, be okay saying no thanks. Is this a mirage or is it really a dream? Ooh, that's something to think about. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, I want you to stop right now and just listen to this. I want you to imagine life 4 months from now, but you're actually making a starting salary of $75,000. Bethel Tech has a front-end web development micro-credential that you can earn in just 15 weeks for only $5,000. Coding skills are in high demand right now, and you learn them in less than 4 months. So whether you want to level up your career and salary, or you've always wanted to be in tech, you can get started on Bethel Tech's front-end web development micro-credential or a data science micro-credential, another hot field. Now's the time. Let's go. The next class starts April 29th, and the Bethel Tech folks offer you 10% off because you're a Ken Coleman Show listener. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman for details. Terms and conditions do apply. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where men and women come to get clarity. Why? Why are people flocking to the show? Because it's allowing you, the listener, and you, the caller, a conversation about who you really are and what you were created to do. And that is life-giving. It's because it's about you coming alive and doing work that you were created to do. Now, some of you right now are going, hey, Ken, that's all great, and I appreciate the conversation about the dream job and all that, but I just need a day job. Okay, great. We've got a very, very affordable and extremely helpful digital course. I'm very proud of it. It's called Get Hired. We filmed it for our Get Hired live event that was live streamed here from our Ramsey headquarters a few months ago. And we turned it into an 11-lesson course, video teaching from me, program to follow along and take notes so you can apply it. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch. You have unlimited replays of each lesson. It's only $20. Did I mention that? $20 to give you an edge right now with 20 million people unemployed? KenColeman.com. Go to the store, buy the Get Hired digital course for yourself or for somebody that you love that needs it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to the Big Apple, where Ricky is on the line. Ricky, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Okay, so I have a day job that is not my dream job, and mm-hmm. I would love to find something else.
Mm-hmm.
I do have another side business that I do on the side, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's enough for me, and I want something else, and I just can't figure out what it is that I would enjoy.
Interesting. I think I know the answer, but I want to clarify. If your side hustle was killing it right now, or at the very minimum, enough to sustain you, pay you maybe a little bit more than your current day job, would you be calling me, or would you still be calling me going, eh, it's something I enjoy, but it's not the dream. There's something bigger for me.
Honestly, I'm not sure, because I used to really love it, and I thought that's my dream job, but I'm not even sure right now.
Okay, let's talk about that, because I want to know why it went from the side hustle used to be your dream job, and now you're not so sure. What's causing the doubt? And if I had to guess, it's not moving as fast as you would like it to move. Maybe you've had some failures or something where you're starting to really question it. So let's go back to...
Yes, that's what it is, actually.
Oh, okay, good. Sometimes I figured it out too soon. Okay, good. So good, Ricky. So here's the question. What is it? Tell me what it is and tell me what's gone wrong that's made you start to doubt.
So I do portrait photography, and I feel like there may not be enough potential for it to grow to a full-time job.
Okay. What makes you believe
that? Might not be such a big demand for it.
Is it, when you say portrait, is that family portraits, wedding portraits,
yeah.
Everything?
It's family and children.
Hmm. See, I got to tell you, I think that could be very lucrative for a person. If you try to turn it into some big giant business, then I don't think that is, you know, necessarily achievable. But given that you're in New York and you could move into where you're not just doing portraits for families and weddings and things, but we live in the day and age where I think you could add another little revenue stream, which is really professional headshots. Take the professional who wants to have a really killer headshot on their LinkedIn and on their social media profile. And they wouldn't normally think to go do it, but you offer them a package where you do really killer headshots, just like actors and people like me have, you know, public figures. So I just think over time you could get it there. And I think the over time is the issue. But I know a lot of successful photographers in the Nashville area. Very successful. So let's run through the numbers. What do you make right now in your day job? What do you make?
I think it's around 35,000.
How much?
Around 35, I think.
Okay,
I don't even know exactly.
Okay, there's your first problem. You don't actually know what you make. See, you've got to get really clear on those kind of details. All right, so let's just say 35. I'm going to help you out with that, by the way, Ricky.
Right.
I'm on your side. I'm going to help you out, okay?
Okay.
And so what did you make in the last 12 months? Give me a round number on what you made out of your personal photography business.
So I keep reinvesting a lot, let's say 5,000.
All right, forget the expenses. Just what did you bring in revenue-wise?
I would say around $5,000-$6,000.
Okay, that's not a whole lot. How many different clients would that be?
Not too many, maybe 20.
Exactly.
I'm really guessing, though.
No, I know you are. But see, that's part of the challenge. You've got to be able to know this stuff. But let's just, it doesn't matter. This isn't holding you back. You know what's holding you back is just sheer effort. Just, I am going to make this happen. If I made $5,000 on 20 clients, then I need to have triple, quadruple that, really five times that. Okay? So how do you get to the point where you get to 100 clients? Well, I'm not expecting you to do that in your first year, but you've got a day job, okay? And if you get your budget in order, and I'm going to give you a subscription to Ramsey Plus, okay, which includes, because I'm a part of Ramsey Solutions, it's Dave Ramsey's baby steps, okay? So you're actually going to get Financial Peace University, the teaching, and then you're going to get the Every Dollar app, which you'll start to work on a budget. And then you'll have a goal tracker if you've got any debt, and you'll begin to track your success. That's the key to you winning in photography, because here's what we've just established. Your dream job is still your dream job. You just got a lot of doubts because it hasn't yielded the results that you want. But the reason it hasn't yielded the results you want is because you don't have a plan. And so what you've got to get to is you've got to go, all right, I've got to have, my first goal is double my clients. If I had 20 before, how do I get 40? Word of mouth. That's how you're going to get that business. Straight up hustle. Putting your work on Instagram and Facebook and people discovering you and putting the word out on LinkedIn. Hey, if you want professional headshots, here's a sample of three I just did for some good friends. That's all doable. You could do that by tomorrow night. You know, and put out a good price on that. What do we want? We want you to do as many photographs as possible so that you get A, satisfied clients, and more money. Am I right?
Yeah.
Now, Ricky, that's pretty possible, isn't it?
Yes.
This is straight up effort. You got to believe in yourself. And the fact of the matter is you come alive when you take photos of people. And then when you see their reaction, what does that do to your heart when you see all that?
It makes me really happy.
Yeah. So what's keeping you from doing this?
I guess it's just hard work.
Hard work. But belief. You got to believe that you can succeed. And here's all you need to remind yourself of. This is why you called today. This one point in the conversation. Do you believe you're a good photographer and that you take really good photos?
I think I do, but I do doubt myself.
You do doubt yourself, I know. But the point is who do you need in your life that's going to remind you that you actually believe them? They're not just saying it to make you feel good. Who do you have in your life that's going to go, hey, Ricky, would you snap out of it, girl? You can take pictures. You're great. Who do you have that can tell you that?
So I have some people.
Then start talking to them.
Get more of those, though.
Get more of them. But call them up and go, I'm really down right now because I don't think that maybe I'm that good of a photographer. Am I full of crap? And they're going to go, yeah, you're full of crap. You're really good. Start doing more of it. And you know what else is the key? First is belief, and you need some people to surround you. The second thing is why don't you start taking more pictures and branch out a little bit? And go take a picture of a beautiful swan in Central Park and put that up on Instagram and have people show you how much they believe in you by going, wow, Ricky, that's a beautiful photo. Show your work. Do you understand what I'm saying, Ricky?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have to do that.
Yes, you have to. You know why? Because I'm counting on you to do that. You owe it to me because I believe in you. So if I believe in you, Ricky, you better use my belief and get out there and show your work. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go, Ricky, go. I want to hear back from you. Get with Madison right now. I'm going to put you on hold. Make sure you know how to email us back. And I want you emailing us back with an update on how you're making progress. The only thing holding Ricky back, the only thing holding you back, the only thing that holds me back is when we don't do what we believe we're supposed to do. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Bradley's on the line. Bradley, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how's it going, Ken?
I'm living the dream, Bradley. What's up with you?
I have a question real quick. So I have a job that I really enjoy, but my boss makes it kind of difficult, and I have zero benefits and all that fun stuff. So I feel like I'd be better off with a job that has benefits and about the same pay. And I'm kind of keeping my eye open for another job, but somebody recently offered to invest in me to start my own company doing what I do now. So I'm trying to figure out if it's better off doing my own thing or...
What do you do?
I'm a locksmith.
A locksmith. And when someone says they want to invest in you so that you can start your own locksmith business, what does that mean?
So we do mostly automotive stuff. So I need some different programmers and things. So they are offering to buy all the equipment for me to start my own, and then I'd eventually pay them back.
How much money?
Probably around $30,000.
Okay. And who is saying they're going to loan you this money?
It's a dealership that I've done a decent amount of work for. They like working with me.
Is it a true loan or is it an investment where they're saying, okay, we're going to give you the cash and then we're going to get a percentage of the company and thus, you know, you're paying out profits?
It was an investment.
So that's how
they wanted to handle it, yeah.
So, okay, and so what's that going to look like? Have you come to some type of understanding of what they're offering specifically, what you would have to pay them back each month?
That is being looked at the moment. We've discussed percentages as to what they would get and I would get. And I would be looking at 49% ownership, and they would be splitting between the couple owners there.
It's a terrible idea.
Terrible idea? Okay.
Terrible, because you don't own it. They own it. You have 49%. They're in charge. You aren't. You have no control over your company. I'm sorry to break that to you, but it is that simple.
That's why I called you. I'd rather get somebody's opinion who knows more about this than I do.
Yeah, I want to protect you. And then there's the idea of essentially the investing, and you don't need an investment partner on this. If it's 30 grand, I like you busting it and getting really intense about saving up 30 grand to buy it yourself, to buy the equipment yourself and start your own thing. See, you're already doing this and you're successful. You're just doing it for somebody you don't like right now. You got a horrible leader. So you need to quit the horrible leader, but don't quit until you could step into another company with better culture and better leader, and then you're busting tail, side jobs, selling stuff. If you're not in debt, if you're in debt, you need to get out of debt. But my point is that if you want to work for yourself as a locksmith one day, $30,000 for the equipment you just mentioned, that's not a giant unclimbable mountain, is it?
No, it's not too bad.
It's not too bad at all. It's $10,000 a year for 3 years. That's the long version. I just think that you ought to consider, what's my plan to be able to save up the $30,000 to buy the equipment cash, no debt, cash, to buy it debt free and start my own gig. I'm okay with you leaving this leader, but let's not leave until we can leave, meaning you're financially able to float 2 or 3 months while you're looking for something else, or we step into another locksmith gig. Make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, that's your plan, but I'm proud of you, man. I'm glad you called. And reminder to any of you out there that are thinking about a partnership and you're going, I'm going to start my own company, but I've got investors and I only have 49%. I got news for you. You have 0% control, even though you have 49% ownership. Whoever's got the 51 is in charge. That's just the way it works. All right, let's go to Hartsell, Alabama, where Brent joins us. Brent, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
How are you?
I'm trying to figure out my life. How are you?
Well, I am living the dream because I'm helping you with yours. So what's up? What can we dive into?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I need to go back to, or if I should go back to law enforcement. Just to give you a little background, I was in law enforcement for 10 years. I had transferred from a very large agency to my small hometown agency and really enjoyed it, really liked it, but there wasn't a lot of promotional opportunities. So I ended up transferring to another close by department and hated every minute of it. And I knew I had to try and leave, so it was just a toxic work environment. So I tried to go back to the small hometown department, and a leadership change had occurred during the time that I was gone, and I wasn't allowed to come back. Obviously, I was pretty devastated with it. I thought I did a great job there, and, you know, I wanted to go back, but, you know, I got the rejection. So what I ended up doing was a close friend offered me a job at a, you know, construction-based company as a project estimator, and transferred there or went to work there. And, you know, I've been lucky enough at this company to have been promoted a couple of times, and now I'm a assistant project manager, but I don't have a passion for what I'm doing. And out of nowhere, you know, I got a phone call from the small hometown police department that I liked, and they're willing to let me come back. But I don't know if it's the right choice or not.
Why? Why don't you believe it's the right choice? Give me a couple of things that you're either sure of or you're unsure of that are making you go, I got to call Ken. I'm not sure if this is the right call.
Well, first off, I had applied probably a couple of times since I left the other police department, and I was denied a couple of times. And I know it's going to be much harder on my family. The place I work now, it's one of the very few places I've actually worked where they truly care for each of their employees. You know, they've seen potential in me, and they've invested in me to get me where I'm at now. And I know there's far more potential for growth in the company I'm in now. And I know the police department, because I don't have a college education, my opportunities for promotion are maybe one or two steps, and that's pretty much the cutoff. Obviously, I'm going to make a lot more in the private sector than I will in law enforcement.
Yep. So I know what this is. Tell me if I'm wrong, but your head is telling you you've lost your mind and you'd be an idiot to leave this private sector job for all of the reasons you just gave me. But your heart's going, it doesn't matter, head. I want to serve the public as a police or as a correction officer, whatever it is. That's what you want to do. Your heart's telling you one thing, your head's telling you another. Is that about right?
That's pretty accurate.
What's your wife? What's her position on this?
She likes the security that the private sector job is offering. We both know that we would never have to worry, financially if I stayed. And once again, the schedule is fantastic. You know, they work with our child care needs. And
yep, but here's the problem. Your wife, and you're nothing wrong with your wife, by the way, but I understand why she's saying what she's saying. I get it. It's safety. It's the safety gland big time in multiple areas. But the problem is your heart. You want to be a police officer. So here's the deal. If you don't do this, you will deal with regret for a large portion of your life. You'll advance. You'll make more money doing what you're doing. But unless you figure out what a parallel is to the police officer role in the private sector, maybe there's a role in the private sector where you can make really good money and have all the things that you just said, but there's something that's drawing you to being a police officer, and you've got to identify what that is. I'm not going to make you say it on the air because we don't have time, and it doesn't matter what I hear. It matters what you hear. You got to tell yourself, this is why I'm pulled to this. This is my heart pulling me this way. Why? And if I don't do that, what's that going to mean? What is that going to look like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years down the road? That's what you got to wrestle with, man. I'm always telling you to follow your heart. Hey, my time's almost up. Remember, you matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.